All the discussion in the world about the trader's wheel and positive and negative feedback loops won't help you to execute a trade if you can't find the right price in the right time. Price and time are the end element of all of your analysis of a trade, a stock chart. It's the end of all your analysis of the state of the market cycle. When you get finished at the end of your analysis in terms of looking at everything you need to look at to prepare for the next market day, you need to have a set of stocks and you need to have a set of prices and times in mind for those stocks. These are the setups. Setups develop from the signal within the noise. So much of what you look at when you plan your trading for the next day or even your trading for the next few hours has to do with looking at noise. There's nothing to see. Most of the time when you pick up a chart, most of the time when you load up your browser and take a look and see what's going on in the market, there's nothing to see. One of the greatest skills you'll develop as a trader is the ability to admit when there's nothing going on. Conversely, good setups will just jump right out at you. Now, what is this process of why a setup, a good stock setup, will just pop out so that you as a trader know, wait a second, it looks like there's something here. I got to take a closer look. Or you do all your homework and all the pieces line up and you go, wow, this is looking really good. I've got a setup here. Why does it happen? And why is it there sometimes and not there sometimes? Well, at times the numbers line up. When the numbers line up, you could pick that up using your indicators, and very often you could pick that up visually. For some reason, you know, there's only so much manipulation that's possible in the stock markets. You know, the market makers can manipulate numbers up and down, and insiders can buy secretly and they could sell secretly, but at times their games are exposed. At the times that their games are exposed, the numbers stand alone. This is where the stock setup lies. And stock setups tend to occur in the same ways over and over again. They tend to occur at points of support and at points of resistance. And stock setups and mechanisms tend to repeat over and over again. Stocks tend to go and start their breakouts and then pause and back up, or they tend to start their breakdowns and then be unsure and pause and back up. Now, as a trader, so many of your trades are going to be based on breakouts, breakdowns, pullbacks, and momentum swing moves. So you need to learn how to think contrary in order to find your setups. So many times you're going to want to look at weakness in a strong market as a possible setup. You're going to want to look at strength in a weak market as a possible setup. You're going to want to look at a possible breakout as a spot where you might see a possible breakdown. You need to learn to think conversely many times in order to see the setup that's right in front of your nose. Now, we'll talk about obvious trades and obvious trading a little bit later on. Obvious trading is a slightly different concept where something looks so good, it must be true. And guess what? It usually is true. The market is just filled with self-fulfilling events, and obvious trades are one of those. An example of an obvious trade is a stock that comes down to the same trend line the 6th, 7th, 8th, 12th time. Yeah, the odds are that the price will be supported that 12th time if it was supported the first 11. Those are obvious. But the setup is a little bit more original, a little bit more unique and personalized. The important thing about the setup is that the more original way that you see that setup, the better your personal chances are to make money on that trade. Now, what exactly does this mean? If everybody sees the same thing, not everybody's going to trade it the same way. In other words, many times what we see is in conflict, that two people can see the same thing but see it completely differently. You and another trader may see the same line, and that other trader is convinced that's a point to sell, and you're convinced that's a point to buy. And if there are enough people on both sides of that fence, you may step into a very volatile trap, and you may not make money because there may be more people on the other side than there are on your side. But original setups, finding something that not everybody sees, but that a nice core of traders, a core of experienced or skilled traders might be able to locate, gives you an advantage because as you enter your position, perhaps a little bit earlier than your competition, it'll start to feed on itself. The other traders will see a stock start to move. They'll start to pick up a piece of it. And right along the way, all the also wannabe ins will just see the trade. The ones who didn't do their homework, and they'll come in to support your position. But guess what? You're already in a profit position when they jump in. Because you were able to see it in a slightly more original way, you were able to pull a more exact number out of the market, you were in behind the crowd, and you made a larger profit, and you also found an easier exit than they did. Setups are based on numbers and time. Everything you do as a trader is based on numbers and time. It's not based on fundamentals. It's based on numbers and time and how you manage risk within numbers and time. Setups occur because of support and resistance. When a stock breaks through and pulls back to the point of resistance, as it did on this InfoSeek breakdown of, it's really a combination of an Adam and Eve reversal and a descending triangle, take a look at how it broke through and then tried to pull back. Now, in this example with InfoSeek, there's a tremendous setup right at the bottom of that first gap going up right about 25, 26. That move and breakthrough off of the descending triangle and pull back to that gap was an excellent low-risk entry point. Now, often you're able to sell short a descending triangle right at the baseline, right at the breaking point. But every chart is unique. And InfoSeek, when it broke its descending triangle, also broke that second gap. And gap plays are slightly different than descending triangle plays. You, as an original thinking trader, have to take into consideration both the gap breakdown and the descending triangle breakdown in order to understand where the best pullback trade in a situation like this might be. Now, that takes time, and it takes a little bit of effort, too, because there's a tendency, and there always has been in the stock markets, to try to put really, really strict rules on pattern breakdowns. The classic is the head and shoulders. Well, there's more than one way to trade a head and shoulders than finding a neckline and then selling it short when the neckline breaks. There are a couple good long side trades on head and shoulder breakdowns, too. But the popular press, the popular trading press, comes up with standard rules, and then you as a trader have to try to eliminate your bias and develop your own set of rules for that pattern that everybody else is looking at to try to make it a little bit more original and to try to get in the door and out of the door a little bit earlier than your competition. Part of your ability to do that lies in learning the complexities of the charting landscape. The charting landscape will never appear to you the same way twice. The features of the landscape between gaps and pattern features and triangles and all the other jazz are going to come out a little bit differently every single time. Just like in this InfoSeek example, we didn't have the opportunity to get a short sale off a pullback from a move all the way back to the bottom of the triangle. InfoSeek just couldn't make it because of the other gap standing in the way. Now, if you take a look at another setup, the one on Sienna, and this isn't to favor short sale setups. In fact, many breakouts, have pullback schemes that are very, very similar to this. But Sienna was just a great trade to jump on as a short seller. You could have done it as a position trader. You could have made a ton of money as a day trader. There was so much going on when the bad news of Sienna started to come out. But the big event was that breaking gap, and that breaking hole-in-the-wall gap that just set up a tremendous trade. Now, as soon as that gap took place, 3 days later was a pullback that was just pure profit for you. Now, finding, just like in the InfoSeek, finding the best point, the setup point, the execution trigger for that trade required a little bit of original thinking. If you just took a peek at Sienna, you perhaps could not understand why or where that stock might pull back to before it decided to roll over again for another big move. And usually after a shock event, such as that big gap, there is another big move coming. But if you're able to follow through your discussion and follow through your ideas on support and resistance, you would have seen that gap broke right through a negative feedback congestion area from several months before in June of that year. When you're able to locate features like this, your competition may not see them, and you'll be able to choose entry points that are much more successful, that provide lower risk, and a much higher profit potential for your trading skills.